thoughtful. And it was about the last moment that they will cut out the bone and he will fall down. At the same time, from above his head, on the branch where bees has given umbrella, and Madhu was coming drop by drop, and he took his tongue and had that drop. So Madhu, so, oh, kya Madhu, kya Madhu, he was doing. This is the thing written in Srimad Bhagavatam. After a moment he will come down and bitten by servant, he will die. So, and on the upper side there is a tiger roaring. If he comes out, they will attack. Very dangerous position. So he is telling that no water and so dangerous ko is griha andhako. But by that one drop of madhu, we forget all dangerous position. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his ashesh kripa means unlimited, and without any reason, that kripa, what?
Causeless.
Causeless. Satyah sandra dayam budhi. Sandra ambudhi. Sandra, Sandra Dayam Bodhi. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much thick mercies Sri Vigraha. So causeless he did mercy upon me. Prakritipa Swairi Kripa Rajyuri. Vairi, that without any obstruction, Vairi, Svatantra, Niranta, Kripa Rajyu Bhi. Rajyu means rope. He fell that rope. Kona. ठीक है वो आपके घर से कैसी है तो कैसी फिर he fell down that rope मैंने कृपा रोज and udhritya take out saroj nindi charana prantam so fragrant so soft so dayalu iti iti merciful his lotus prapadya I was not in a condition to be saranagat on that lotus tree. But mercifully, make me prapadya, done saranagat. Swayam, and take my hands in his hands, and give it to Damodar, Damodar Satyakar. And he gave and told that now Raghunath is yours. And please support, give nourish by Siddhanta and other and everything. So merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aham bhaje, I want to do seva of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling, he is remembering how he done mercy upon me, from taking me from that house where like a king and only one son among two brothers. Younger brother has not done any marriage, his father only has done. So, elder brother has not done marriage, only his father has done marriage. So both loved him, and their Uttaradhikari was only, Uttaradhikari means after them the king will be inheritance was only Raghunath Das Goswami. And for a Hindu culture, those who are very papi,
sinful,
they have no son. And there are none to give him prabdha. So they were thinking that only Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath is our son in his bonds. And after them, who will be Uttaradhikari of their Rajya? And he will grow prabdha and like Chitraketu Maharaj. So they were very, very much attracted to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also so beautiful, so many, having so many qualities. So they were loving, he was very loving to his father, mother and to all. From that parivesh, atmosphere, it is very hard to come out and to do bhajan. But I have an idea, and Guru Maharaj also said that the boys are the person. They in such atmosphere can do Hari Bhajan and they can live these things. But those who have no such atmosphere and there is none to love them and nothing to be asked, they can never do bhajan. And the persons living such an atmosphere can love so much extent to Krishna and Radhika or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are so much poor, nothing to live as a beggar, no child, nothing, no one to love, and nothing to live, they cannot love Krishna. And they, if they will live in sadhu base, they will collect everything that persons have left, everything. And we see it. We see it. But those who are like Raghunath Das Goswami and they have left, they will left as Raghunath Das Goswami left. And will such totally pray. Once I remember that we were with Guruji, a disciple of Guruji, who was very much lover and very much good qualified boy. He was ill. And we were with Guruji serving. Guruji was very much anxious how to leave this boy alone or with some person. I will go to preach. I told that, don't worry, I will serve this boy and really go to preach. He became very much pleased. And living on me, that boy, with some of other brahmachari, he went to preach. At that time, I was there. Guru Maharaj was also there. A beggar comes there to beg something. And at that time, some leaders and engineers of Calcutta had come to see our Guruji there. The beggar come there. The vakils and engineers told Gurudev, you only Gaudiya Math, take cream of society only. Not these beggars and all these persons who are nothing. They have no food, no anything. So, can you keep this beggar? Guruji told that, yes, I will have this beggar. I will keep this beggar. But I think he will not leave. Well, if I, he will surely be here. Then Guruji told to beggar that by hardly you beg this thing, come and join our society. I will give you everything what you need. Have you anything? Anyone in your house? No, 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 I have nothing. Have you any children? No. Any piece of land? Nothing. Wife? Nothing. Nothing? Nothing. Then Guruji told that, you should live here. I will arrange everything for you. He told that, Guruji told that, you don't go to home today. Today, from today, you should live here. And I will arrange everything for today, from today. He told, no, one time, for once, I will have to go to my home. Are you where you are told that, no home? No, I have some, a very little home. Who is there? Oh, my wife is there. Then I will go and arrange. Anyone? My one son is there. At last he could not stay there. So Guruji told engineers and workers, let's see, this person can, because nothing to leave. But they have everything to leave, and they have lived everything and come. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything. That were bending Raghunath Das Goswami. A wife like prince and so much wealth, matrishneha, pitrishneha, everything he has. It is very, very cutting, difficult to lead all these things. Yet, I could not say, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done Krishna to me, and so I have left it. He is telling that without living whole thing, deha, daihika, everything. Deha means deha regarding bodily thing. Living. How I will support my this body? This should be left. And all the connections should be left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He left everything. But in home, who is called Grihastha? Having grih is not called Grihastha. Understand? We have also this home for living. So this is not Grihastha. Grihini is called Grihastha. Grihini means wife. To center, having in the center wife, and to do everything is Grihastha or Grihamedhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his father and mother and lived in home and everything. He came from Jagannath Puri in way to Vrindavan, up to Ramkeli Gram. You know this fact. He came as from Santipur to Navadvip Kuliyadri. And here he stayed for one day or two days. Then he proceeded further. When he was here, everyone came here. Mother also came. All his relations came. All Nadiyadasi came. But only one person, one lady came, could not come. And that was Vishnupriya. Why she could not come? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has love more than everyone. And she has also love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than Sachima also. He was a vigraha of love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that everyone can come, but she cannot come. And she was thinking that everyone can go there. I loved him so much. Only I cannot go. What was Didi in her heart? She was thinking. So my loving of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fault of me that I cannot go. If I would have not done love to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I could have gone there. But it is perhaps myself. fault, but it was not fault, he was sin. So every sin should be left for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will accept that. There Vishnupriya was Mahalakshmi. So instance is not sweet, but yet we give instance. So if a man has a smile of Gandha, smell of Gandha of Sansar Priti, he cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never fully take in his feet, like Raghunath Das he has taken. So he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prajatna Yapayan Manam. Mahaprabhu wants that his followers should be bhakta but with Vairagya, as he himself follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vairagi, but in comparison to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Raghunath Das Goswami is more Vairagi, more and more Vairagi. And he saw that he has so much Vairagya, then he has crossed me also. And he became so much pleased to Raghunath Das Goswami. Vairagya means to have asakti, to give up all asakti. Now he is sunya. Sunya means
nothing.
Like in Bansi, nothing.
No family.
Whole air can pass, Krishna air can pass. No obstacle, nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna and Radhika want like Bansi, like Raghunath Das. No attachment, a veil of attachment in anything of world, so that my collar, my only wind can pass. And upon that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will do his mercy fully. And he can accept that mercy. A person having a very little attachment cannot have this thing. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything, every quality that are required. So Mahabhairagi. Krishna is telling that ye taragar putran putrapta pranan vittam imam param hitvamang saranam jata katham taktum utsahe simad bhagavatam 9455. He is telling that Krishna is telling himself that those who have left their father, mother, children, wife, and relations, everything, they have forgotten that this is my body. And anything is required for this body. And Krishna has to think and Yogachemavaham Miham Parjan. As Raghunath Das Goswami has no effort to feed anything close to this body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always thinking, where is Raghunath? What he is taking? How is everything is going on? Always asking with Govinda and Swarupa Damodar and anyone. And daily he takes the news of Raghunath Das Goswami. Always. How he is doing bhajan? And anyone tells Raghunath Das Goswami's description, he becomes so much pleasure. He is remembering the past time, how I arrested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and how he accepted me. He is telling that when I rescued Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not went to Jagannath Darshan. Directly I came to Kashi Vishwabhavan. He was sitting with Swarupa Damodar, Ramananda, and all the excellent persons. And then Hari Katha there. In the meantime, Raghunath Das Goswami was the sister. This is Sanatana. With dear in his eyes. And but more time he could not put her to back into the Mukunda this Mukunda Mukunda after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that that was not so, but why I come? I first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I saw because he must come. Like, I just came as this beggar in a very lengthy and with dust and with his flesh. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once gave up. He is all Hari Kata. So much love for affection for oh, come on, come on. And he could not rest. He ran away. And you see the Prabhupada Das Goswami had to run away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he stood there that I am never close. I am not qualified to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And set up and find it. Now Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering. Where remembering? At Radha. So many years have been asked. But he is in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in that way, he is there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in his breath. He at once sat down and sat on the lot of feet at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All their astonished. Living Swarupa Damodar, Ramananda and so many. And it may be that all were there. Living then and living Hari Katha. That's why. How? So they were all of you. Prabhu told them, Krishna Kripa Balishta Sarasam said, Tumake Karilo Bishara, Krishna, hold down to you. Gopinath Das Goswami is also with him. Mahaprabhu is also. And he looked to him. And told that, oh Krishna, so much. Merciful. That he has taken out you from the seat of Vishnu. And he has taken you to Vaikunth. Haribhajan is Vaikunth. Raghunath Das Goswami did not, he was Malini. King Chaitanya. He wanted to escape, but could not escape. He thought that I don't know Krishna. I know you well. And by your mercy I have come to you. I have nothing, no involvement, nothing to come. I have not seen you. I have seen you, and by your mercy I am feeling that I have come to you, only by your mercy. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the hands of his most beloved of Samadhi, to whom he always hears past times of Krishna, and told very affectionately that today I have given this Krishna in your hands. He is your son, he is your servant, he is your anything, everything. And you should tell me, admitted it. Then Sri Ramada told, I am Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering all these things. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done so much mercy to me. So he is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Samodar, he knew who is Radhika. Though in his Swarup Siddha Deva, he is Manjari and knows everything, but outwardly in this Prakat Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar have given sambandh with Srimati Radhika, and he knew Radhika. One thing we should know here, that a sakhi is tadatma to Radhika, not to Krishna. Tadatma, no? Tadatma. In the world, as fire goes in air, that is called tadatma. If I will be in life, Krishna has gone to tadatma with Radhika. No? He wanted to know the pranay vikar, the madhurma of Krishna. How Krishna is beautiful. Krishna does not know. And what is the pranay of Srimati Radhika? How is lucky? And after loving and after testing my four kinds of madhina, what kind of sukha, happiness, not aspada, happiness will come in calm. So we should always be very careful about this. How Srimati Radhika tastes, she becomes thankless. She becomes in as a Pramardeep. That is called Conor. So Krishna has to come and to be tadatma with Srimati Radhika Bhava to taste all the three willings of Krishna. So he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has also become Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially tasted Jiva Bhava. All this dipralamba, almost, very few moments, as in Milan, Atmanbhoga. Here, Lalita and Vishakar are all Satis are there, with Radhika. They are also in Manaswarup, Aparpat Lila, have option. Radhika is feeling separation. Vishakha, Lalita, Chitra, all other Satis. Some Rauli too, but not some separation. But the highest separation feeling is in Srimati Radhika, because highest prem is in Srimati Radhika. They are seeing that Srimati Radhika is feeling so much separation. But what kinds of separation Lalita cannot, Vishakha cannot. They know about their what is going in her heart in separation, but not like Srimati Radhika. She is telling that what is the state of Manjari. Lalita Vishakha is not Tadatmi Radhika, but these are at Tadatma with Srimati Radhika. Understand my feeling. So, if Radhika is feeling Mahabhav, always in Mahabhav, and they are always Tadatma with Srimati Radhika, they also feel Mahabhav. And that kind of separation, to which Radhika is feeling separation, they feel like that separation. Lalita Vishakha cannot feel. So there is a speciality of this Manjari. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, feeling the separation, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tadat in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he is doing Bilap, and that Bilap is Kusumanya Dharas. That is the thing in this world. So he sees, he is making prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am so lucky that the thing that Lalita and Vishakha could not have, and by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am feeling that thing. So now he is in a mood that if Krishna meets with Radhika and kiss Srimati Radhika, that sign comes in Manjari. Here also in separation, everything that Radhika has comes out in the body and mind and in soul of Manjari. So his separation is like Srimati Radhika. His dilap is like Srimati Radhika. And from where he has got? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling that though it appears that it is so much dukkha, unhappiness. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita telling, it looks like as if it is the ocean of dukkha, unhappiness. But a man who has no concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and no concern with Goswami can think like this. But those who have concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not think like this. He is giving Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatam, the first chapter, that those separation, in separation, gopis have a unhappiness of ocean. But it is more than ocean of happiness, ananda. Because this swarup of gopis are anandamay. Ananda chinamay rasa pratibhavitabhi tabhijya eva niyarupata. No, a sign of unhappiness in their construction. But it sometimes it looks like as unhappiness. He has given an instance of fire and barf.
I.
Understand? What?
I have not got an example.
When we have gone to Badrinarayan once, where Ganga comes out, very little water and very narrow there Ganga. After Dev Prayag, it has become so much. So there is the time of winter season, Bhadra Mas. Not winter, but last time passing there. We saw that when we are going to take darshan there, snowfall was going on. And about we were sinking in the snow. In morning, there is no attached bathroom, so we'll have to go to make our dainik kriya there, in the side of the river and in jungle. Anyhow, covering ourselves with them. And after that, when we went to take some water, that it seems that one has caught. So our hand is burning in fire. It was so cold that it was like a fire burning. He is telling Sanatana Goswami that in heavy prem or in vipralambha, extreme what?
Dukkha.
The problem.
Separation.
Also, remembrance of Krishna becomes so that Krishna is meeting with me. Separation becomes as a milan. There is no instance in this world. So he presumed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I was at, from Radhakund, he is remembering, when I was at Gambhira, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna, Dhin, and like this. Sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes he was in ocean and any fisherman caught him in jar, and he was like a renouncing. Like a football. No, nothing. No safe. And that fisherman knew that he is ghost. And ghost has caught me. And he had one son. Sir Damodar. Then a slap. Oh, mantra.